I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. In a moment, we're going to slip out of the office to find out what's new in beer and to get some tips on what brews are best to have with barbecue or fish. That's coming up in just a few minutes. But first, the success of Senator Barack Obama's campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination has made history. For many Americans, it also speaks to their personal history. At least that's the case for commentator Mary Curtis.
I never told my son he could grow up to be president of the United States. Scientist? Sure. Lawyer? Of course. But president? It never occurred to me to tell the son of a black mother and a white father that he might one day be meeting world leaders in the Oval Office. I was wrong. Barack Obama proved me wrong. I hate being wrong. But not this time. I never thought I would live to see this moment in history. I had already seen plenty. I remember my older brother marching for civil rights and being thrown in jail for his trouble. I remember being barred from the gates of my local amusement park and my joy when I was finally allowed to ride the roller coaster. My son is getting a better education than I ever had. He's lived in bigger houses, enjoyed travel and opportunities I could only dream about. No one ever told him he couldn't. But when it came to striving for the highest office in the nation, I never told him he could. Why encourage a dream that could only end in disappointment? Maybe I was fearful. Let someone else be first and worry about those who would stand in the way of history. Maybe I should be afraid for Barack Obama. For a moment, the night he clinched the nomination, as enthusiastic crowds crushed him and his wife Michelle, I lost sight of them. Barack Obama was surrounded, engulfed. Anything could happen. Anything still can. The Obama family has decided that it's worth it. It's a moment in history for them, the Democratic Party, and America. The very American son of a black father from Kenya and a white mother from Kansas is running for president of the United States. I called my 25-year-old son the morning after. I told him he could be president someday. It's something I should have said a long time ago.
Mary Curtis is a columnist for the Charlotte Observer in North Carolina. Remember, Tell Me More, the conversation never ends. You just heard Mary Curtis share her feelings about Obama's historic move to secure the Democratic presidential nomination. Now we want to hear from you. Were you personally moved by his triumph? Tell us what that moment meant to you. Do you see Obama's nomination as a defining moment for the country? If so, how? To tell us more and to read what other listeners are saying, please go to our blog at npr.org/tellmemore or call our comment line at 202-842-3522. That number again, 202-842-3522.